USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm Isa-E is now a post-tropical cyclone after leaving at least 6 people dead and more than 3 million customers without power. The storm came ashore Monday night in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then weakened as it quickly moved up the East Coast. 2 people were killed by a storm-spawned tornado in North Carolina. 3 were killed by falling trees in Maryland, New York City, and Delaware. Another person died when her car got caught in floodwaters in Pennsylvania. The storm now dissipating over Canada. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday issuing a new executive order mandating state residents always wear a mask when leaving their homes. And
I will sign an executive order that requires the use of masks by all adults and all children in our schools.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.